Shabbos Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, 1-6, more about Shvisas Kalim. Here we say, Beishame Omrim Ein Nosnin Unin Shel Pishtan L'socha Tanur. You're not allowed to put bundles of flax when you produce linen, the fabric. It comes from a plant, a flax plant. They're little fibers, long like threads, that are inside the flax plant. You extract them, and then they need to be bleached. The way you bleach them is you put them in an oven, and the heat bleaches them. They turn white. So here the point is, if you'd be putting that those flax, a bundle of those flax threads into the oven and they're bleaching on Shabbos, so that would be a problem of Shvisas Kalim, your property is doing malacha for you. Beis Shammah would forbid it, and that's why it says here, according to Beis Shammah, you can't do that, Ela Kadesh Yavhilu Meba'od Yom, unless the oven can get sufficiently hot while still daytime, Friday afternoon, and then the bleaching substantially really occurs before Shabbos, so it's not a problem. Beis Hillel has no problem with that, because he doesn't hold of Shvisas Kalim. And same goes, V'lo esat semer le'yora. Beis Shammah hold, you can't put wool into a cauldron, like a big pot, where you would essentially put it there to be dyed, D-Y-E, tzovei is a separate malacha, separate from malaben, from whitening, bleaching. And the point is, it takes time for the wool to absorb that dye, and so that would be something you can't do on Shabbos yourself. The question is, can it be done passively in the pot? Beis Shammah says, no, you can't, because the old Shvisas says, Kalim, Ela Kadei Sheyiklota Ayin, unless there's enough time before Shabbos for that dye stuff to be absorbed by the wool on Friday afternoon. Uveis Hillel Matirin. Beis Hillel says, yes, you could, it's not a problem, because if you put it in before Shabbos, you can do what it does passively without a problem. Beis Shammah Omrim, Ein Parsin Mitsudos Chayeva Ofos V'Dagim. Beis Shammah say, you can't spread out snares to trap wild animals, birds, and fish. Ela Kadei Sheyitzodu Meba'od Yom, unless there's enough time on Friday afternoon for the snares to be sprung and the animals be caught still on Friday. Again, Seda trapping is a separate malacha all to itself. And Beis Hillel Matir, and Beis Hillel says not a problem, meaning there's no problem with your snare going off on Shabbos and catching a fish or whatever it is, a bird, etc., because it's passive and there's no problem with Shvisas Kalim. And according to Beis Shammah, it's a little strange because the previous cases about the amount of time you need to get put in before Shabbos for the dye to take hold inside the wool or for the oven to get hot enough that it bleaches the flax fibers, etc., that's kind of predictable, sort of formulaic. As long as the oven's hot enough, there's enough time, the job is done. When it comes before Shabbos, when it comes to spreading traps, so there's no certainty that an animal will happen to walk by and get caught by the trap on Friday afternoon, even if you set out ahead of time. So therefore, the Gemara, actually, the Yerushalmi speaks out that we're talking about a scenario where the traps are being spread out in a place that's full of wildlife, and therefore it's likely something will get trapped. And second of all, that the trap only has capacity for one or two animals. So after the snare has gone off, or the fish have been caught in the net, whatever the trap, so then it's full. It won't snap a second time. So there's no new tseda, no new act of trapping occurring. So since it says Beis Shammah, if it can be safely assumed that the trapping happened before Shabbos came in, that's already sufficient. And Beis Hillel hold the whole thing's a non-starter. There's no problem with your traps going off on Shabbos and doing the tzeda itself on Shabbos, because since you didn't do it as a person, and there's no problem with Shvisas Kalim requiring your utensils, your property to rest, there's no problem with spreading out these traps, etc. on Shabbos. And the halacha again, like Beis Hillel.